97.7 WTBR FM, Pittsfield.
Oh. Freedom 90 remastered version.
Is that gospel?
No, it was kind of, what is this? It's not gospel. It's George Michael. This is
the Careless Whispers guy.
Hang on. Hi, this is Zenny Yearbook. This is the 1990 show. I'm Kyle.
I'm Riley.
Yes, the Careless Whisper guy.
Okay.
Same guy. This is a song that came out in 1990, because this is the 1990 show called Freedom. That song is called Freedom 90. It's about his past success with Wham. From
he's in Wham?
Yeah, George Michael. And that other guy, who literally no one knows, was in Wham. Yeah, and how he's...
Oh, it is him! It is. I can hear it.
How he's a different person now. Or then. He's also, if you didn't know, my birthday twin. Like, not twins, but we have the same birthday. Or at least we did, until he died.
My birthday twin is just Elizabeth Warren. It's so boring.
That's pretty good. She's a person who's alive. And influential.
I wish I had someone cool like George Michael.
What do you think of that? That was,
Mom has so many cool people. Do you have any idea how many people were born on December 15th? It's insane. So many people.
Who? Name one.
Ronnie Radke from Falling in Reverse.
Oh, my God.
He's a horrible person. We love him. Ronnie Radke for president.
All right.
You're hearing this. We're from the past, and we don't actually know who won the election
yet. We don't. We are recording this on election day. It is very exciting.
No.
Yeah. Totes.
We had to do election stuff in history today, and it was boring.
Well,
he wasn't even here. He's left us election work.
That's high school for you, doing work. It's great. But we got a good show. It's not a short show, but it does have fewer tracks than typical. We only have 16 songs today. Count along if you want. Why? Because we have 6 songs longer than 5 minutes.
Okay.
That's a lot of stuff. So you know what? Let's get the music going. We're going to play a little bit of Jawbreaker. We're going to play a little bit of Jane's Addiction, but first we'll start it off with one of the greatest punk bands ever. This is Social Distortion with Ball and Chain.
Take away. take away this ball and chain.
That's Want by Jawbreaker. What do you think of that tune?
Sure was a tune.
Good. They were kind of early pop punk-ish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, I was picking up on that.
They were a big deal back in the 90s.
Never heard of them.
Now you have. That's the point of the show, is for me to show you all of these bands that you've never heard of. Before that, you had Jane's Addiction with Been Caught Stealing. And then Social Distortion with Ball and Chain. You know those two, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, Social D from Fullerton, California. A lot of California bands. Jawbreaker, I believe, is from California. What are you going to do? All right. What else happened in 1990? I'll tell you. Dr. Seuss's last book that was published before his death. He published in 1990.
Didn't his wife murder him or something?
I think you're thinking of someone else.
Well, how did he die then?
Dr. Seuss? I have no idea.
I'll look it up.
Yeah, look it up. What do you think his last book was?
Wasn't there one he didn't finish?
I'm sure there were a bunch that he didn't finish, but the last book he published before he died in 1991.
Go Dog Go?
It was not Go Dog. That's P.D. Eastman.
That they're the same person.
I don't think they are.
They are?
I don't think they are the same person.
Are you serious?
I think you're talking, you're looking at like the illustrations are similar. Yeah. But
who's the other guy he pretended to be?
I don't know if he pretended to be anyone else. But P.D. Eastman, I think, is a different person. Anyway, you didn't guess what the last Dr. Seuss book was. You did, but you didn't guess a Dr. Seuss book. It's Oh, the Places You'll Go.
Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
I guess so. Anywho. So, yeah, enough of that. Let's keep the music going with one more by the Sundays. This is called You're Not the Only One
Theo
I Know.
Theo LeSieg.
Wait, what?
Yeah, that guy. Wait, no.
Oh, Theo LeSieg?
Yeah.
I think that might... Oh, yeah, that's Ted Geisel.
Yeah.
Nice. Nice catch. Here's the Sundays. Sundays with You're Not the Only One I Know. What do you think about that?
That's right. Good.
Sounds
British?
Sounds like the Sundays. They sound British, but I don't know. I'd have to look into it. But, you know, not right now. Anywho, That's it. This is Zennial Yearbook, the 1990 show, playing all the hits from 1990 and some songs that you may not know. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more after these messages.
You guys rock.
WTBR.
At Pittsfield Community Television, we have a saying: anyone can learn to create television. With the support of trained production staff, we can teach you how to professionally operate a camcorder, use editing software to tell a story, work as a team in a production studio, and take those skills into the community. If you've been curious as to how video production works, we'd love to have you as a member. Visit us online at pittsfieldtv.org or call us at 445-4234 for more information.
Hello, wonderful people. This is your host, Tariq Pinkston, for the show. 30 Minutes of Inspiration coming on every Friday, 12:30 p.m. to 1 p.m. So that 12:30 slot is a time to help fill cups, fill your gas tank, and just give you a reboot for the day. 30 Minutes of Inspiration coming on every Friday at 12:30 p.m. Fill the gas tank, and I hope to see you there every Friday, 12:30 p.m. here on WTBR.
Hey, bud, let's party.
WTBR.
Constantinople, now it's Istanbul, now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, now it's Turkish delight on a moonlit night. Every gal in Constantinople lives in Istanbul, now Constantinople. So if you've a date in Constantinople, she'll be waiting in Istanbul. Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
So take me back to Constantinople. No, you can't go back. Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
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 Even old New York was once New Amsterdam. Why they changed it, I can't say.
People just liked it better that way.
Istanbul was Constantinople, now it's Istanbul. Now Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Constantinople, no you can't go back to Constantinople, been a long time gone. Constantinople, why did Constantinople get the works? That's nobody's business but the Turks. Istanbul.
So that was my childhood song, if anyone cares.
Istanbul. In parentheses, not Constantinople, by They Might Be Giants.
That's nobody's business but the Turks.
Welcome back. This is Zennial Yearbook, episode 27, the 1990 show. That was They Might Be Giants. Riley appears to like that song.
I literally liked that song for like 14 years.
Wow. I don't know. I think I put that on your purple tablet.
You might have. Okay, let's say 12 years.
Yeah, I must have.
It's a long time.
Yeah. Yeah, well, your Leap Pad.
Leap Pad 2.
I'm sorry, your Leap Pad 2. You could put MP3s on that.
You guys
thing.
Will never understand. My Leap Pad? I don't use it.
Well, I mean, you did. You had one.
Yeah, but you should have put My Chemical Romance on it.
There's no way I would have put that on for a 3-year-old.
Dad.
That's ridiculous.
You put Bohemian Rhapsody. Welcome to the Black Parade is like the Bohemian Rhapsody of millennials.
You are mistaken.
Am I?
You know what? Let's ask the audience. What is the Bohemian Rhapsody of millennials? Is it?
It might be Welcome to the Black Parade.
Welcome to the Black Parade. I don't know. It is kind of long, and it is kind of operatic. I don't know. I'll have to dig into it. Anywho, we're back. It's that time in the show where we do the thing. We play three songs by one band. What's the band this week, Riley?
Temple of the Dog.
Temple of the Dog. You ever heard of those guys?
Yeah.
Oh, awesome. So let me tell you a little bit about Temple of the Dog before we get started. They started off as a tribute to Andrew Wood, who was the lead singer of a band called Mother Love Bone from Seattle, Washington.
That is a horrible band name. That's worse than Naked Lunch.
It was the 80s. What are you going to do? So there were a lot of members of Mother Love Bone, Stone Gossard, and Mike McCready, I believe. Also joined Chris Cornell from Soundgarden. It's kind of a mashup between Soundgarden and the remaining members of Mother Love Bone. And then they flew up this surfer guy from San Diego to do some backing vocals. And the people from Mother Love Bone liked that guy's vocal style so much, they formed a new band called
Temple of the Dog.
Mookie Blaylock. But then Mookie Blaylock...
We don't have time for this.
He was a basketball player. He didn't like them naming a band after him, which makes sense. So they named themselves Pearl Jam instead. So you asked for it, Riley. You get a mashup of Pearl Jam and Soundgarden. That is Temple of the Dog.
Someone save me.
We're going to start off with a little bit of Say Hello to Heaven on Xennial Yearbook.
We'll be right back. dance for the golden boy. She made the promise not to tell. I held her under a spell, singing the golden world in a broken voice. Now I call a blessing on the wind. I'm feeling lighter than a breath from a dove. I got no hands to tie behind my back, and I'm sparking like a heart attack. And now I got room to spread my wings.
but I can't feed all the powerless when my cup's already overfilled. Yeah. But it's on the table, the fire's cooking, and the farming babies with slaves are working. Blood is on the table and the mouths are choking. I'm going hungry. Yeah. I don't mind stealing bread from the mouths of decadence, but I can't feed on the power. My cup's already overfilled, but it's on the table, the fire's cooking, and the farming babies and the slaves are out working, and it's on the table.
Temple of the Dog.
It took forever.
With Hunger Strike. Two of the all-time greats, that Chris Cornell and Eddie Vedder. Gone too soon. Well, Eddie Vedder's still here. Chris Cornell, gone too soon. Before that, we had a Reach Down, clocking in at 11 minutes and 13 seconds. Amazing.
Why do you do this?
Before that, we had Say Hello to Heaven. What do you think of all that? It's pretty good, right?
It all sounded the same.
That was the this is pre-Pearl Jam, right? This is like the origin of the Seattle sound. If you were in Seattle in the late 80s, early 90s, like this was your whole world.
I thought Nirvana was that.
I mean, yeah, that's all that stuff.
Doesn't sound like Nirvana.
All that jams. No, it didn't. But, you know, it was a good time. Love me some T.O.D. Anyway, I got something else to say.
What?
89.7 WTVR FM is proud to announce our 6th annual one-day on-air fundraiser. This event will take place on Thursday, November 21st from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. Don't miss our guests, including local dignitaries and your friends and neighbors from the community. There will be plenty of incentives you can win, including restaurant gift certificates, tickets to local cultural attractions, and much more. And For each donation of $25 or more, you will be in the running to win a Thanksgiving feast from KJ Nosh Catering on Tyler Street in Pittsfield. You can make your donation to the Rock Box right now at WTBRFM.com. Don't miss the annual one-day on-air fundraiser live on Thursday, November 21st from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m. only on 89.7 FM WTBR and all day live on the WTBR Facebook page. Thank you for supporting your community radio station.
Is that it?
That's it.
Okay.
I got through it.
Hey everyone, wake back up.
We're gonna be there. Riley's gonna be there.
I'm gonna be where?
at the on-air fundraiser, I guess. Right?
I didn't hear you. I tuned you out.
You weren't even paying attention.
You're like white noise.
Just blah 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 away. Anywho, on that note, let's get back. Whoa. Let's take a quick break. We'll get back to the music. Real soon.
What's going on here?
Combining the miracle of modern technology with the secrets of ordinary street junkies. Producing this.
89.7 WTBR-FM, Pittsfield.
People tune in to hear the latest local and national news.
That's not us.
People tune in to hear the latest music.
That's definitely not us.
People tune in to hear political pundits expound on politics.
No, that's not us.
How about people tune in to hear entertaining stories, jokes, odd topics, and laughter?
Oh, yeah, that's us. That's Stuff.
Tune in every Thursday morning at 8:30 to listen to the latest Stuff with Bev Prentice and Lynn Arsenault on 89.7 WTBR-FM.
Help children and families struggling with mental health and behavioral issues get the treatment they need by booking an equine-assisted team-building session for your organization at Berkshire Horseworks. All proceeds go directly toward funding programming for those at risk. Call Berkshire Horseworks at 413-698-3700 or visit our website, berkshirehorseworks.org.
Support for this public service announcement comes from Berkshire Community College and Park Square Productions.
Scotty, I need warp speed in 3 minutes or we're all dead.
WTBR.
Thank you.
Cliffs of Dover by Eric Johnson from his Avia Musicom album. This is Zenial Yearbook. I'm Kyle.
I'm not Kyle. I'm Riley.
What do you think of that?
A lot of guitar.
In fact, it's an instrumental. Oh, man. This was on, I think it was Guitar Hero 3. I played the heck out of this song and that game. I played a ton of Guitar Hero. I'm not ashamed to mention that. That is all. What else is going on?
Like now?
Yeah. What do you want to know about 1990?
I don't know.
You don't even know what to ask.
I don't.
All right. Well, then we'll just keep the music going. We got some NXS coming. We got some Nelson coming. We'll start it off with a little bit of Alice in Chains. Also from Seattle, I think.
Everyone's from Seattle.
It's the place to be.
Destructive taste. I change. my mind. Nothing has changed. She thinks I'm a waste of her time.
Looking in, let me into your heart. Oh, there's nothing on earth that you can.
Disappear by NXS. Oh man, if you are listening to us live in Frisco, Texas today, you can go see NXS playing at the Rebel Patio Grill tonight, November 16th. How about that?
Father?
Hey.
We live in Massachusetts.
Well, I'm just saying that if anyone happens to be listening right now and they are in the northern Dallas metro area. And they want to see, you know, NXS, they can.
I don't think. Well, okay. But anyways, right. Today at Wakona, I was sitting in English and it was quiet and they like to leave the doors open there. And I hear in the hallway some kids who sing Sleeping with Sirens. And I was like, but I didn't do anything because it's like my second day there.
I don't know what Sleeping with Sirens is.
It's an awesome band. They're so awesome. What year was that?
What year is that? Before that, we had Can't Live Without Your, into parentheses, Love and Affection by Nelson. My sister was a really big Nelson fan back in the day.
2011? Oh, yeah. Erin. We love Erin.
She's great.
Everyone send money to Erin.
She's
not. Love her.
She's not listening. Before that, we had Sea of Sorrow by Alice in Chains. What a fun time 1990 was. Fun times.
Look, it's dark.
It is dark. Daylight saving time is over.
I thought it was daylight saving time.
I did say daylight saving
time. No, which one is right?
Saving.
Okay, daylight savings time.
Yeah, Birdarang says daylight saving time.
No, everyone else says daylight savings time. So that's what I'm going to say.
No. Saving time.
Savings.
That's, no.
Daylight
what?
Savings time.
No.
Yes!
What are you doing?
Been
you know
corrupted.
What? I've had enough of this. We're going to end the show.
Sorry.
It's okay.
This is my fault.
It is. It is mostly your fault. And, you know, what are you going to do? Why don't we end on a fun note? A little bit of Black Crowes. You know the Black Crowes?
I know the Black Keys. And I know Counting Crows. Is this like a mashup of them?
It is not. In fact, it's none of those. But yeah, this is it. This is the 1990 show. Big hit from the Black Crowes. She Talks to Angels. I think we played Hard to Handle last time we had the 1990 show. But not this time. We'll be back next week with more Xennial Yearbook. A different year. Which year? Who knows? No one knows. It's all up in the air. This is She Talks to Angels. We'll hear you. You'll hear us next week. Later. We'll be right back.
hair in her pocket. She wears a cross around her neck. Yes, the hair is from a little boy. And the cross is someone she has not met. But not yet. Says she talks to angels. Says they all know her name. Oh, and she talks to angels. Says they call her out by her name. She don't know no lover.
Wait, we got one more thing. Hey, Riley.
Hey.
Do you remember that time when we went to see the Red Sox?
Yeah, and everyone was mean to you for your dumb A's shirt.
Look, that's not the point of the story. Before that, we went to this museum. Remember that?
Which museum
the
was
Isabella
it?
Isabella Stewart Gardner Museum.
Was I bored?
Almost certainly.
Then I don't remember it.
In 1990... someone stole 13 artworks out of that museum worth $500 million in the middle of the night. That's it.
That's what we had to stay here for?
The museum is offering a $10 million reward for the safe return of those art pieces.
What if I just remade them?
You're going to remake Rembrandts and Vermeers?
I don't know what those mean. Probably neither do they.
I bet they did because they stole them. They didn't just like walk around taking pictures at random.
Well, they're gone. Why don't I just remake them?
Yeah.
Wait, I just stopped talking. Can we go to Michael's so I can get paint?
Yeah. Yeah, you can. All right. That's it. Thanks, everyone.
Bye.
Mexicans, Bigfoot, Koreans,
yep.
Garbage Pail Kids.
We got something for just about everybody.
Hipsters.
WTB.